this machine belongs to.
October 10th, 2008. God, I hate glue traps. It's not what I plan to write about tonight, but it's what's on my mind. We don't use glue traps at work. I asked why at one point, and Dennis told me they're cruel and don't actually do anything to get rid of infestations. But every once in a while, you'll find a family that buys them cheap and puts them out, thinking it'll solve their problems. They usually change their mind when they find pieces of rats stuck to one of the traps, and then the rest of it is bleeding out a few feet away. And that's exactly what happened with the couple tonight. Young, only a few years older than me, trying to save some money, I get it, and they used those traps. It makes sense, but it was bad. Judging by the looks on their faces, I'm guessing they don't want to make the same mistake twice. They said they heard a noise coming from the basement for days before they realized that it was the rats screaming in pain. They had a bunch of glue traps left over, and they gave them to me when I left, thinking maybe I could use them, but no, I won't. Holding on to them at least will make sure that they're not used somewhere else. I'll keep them in my apartment for now and get rid of them when trash day rolls around. So, I just got home from that around 6, and I needed to get those images out of my head, so here we are again, with the box that I got the other day. The wooden pieces are a lot more intricate than I thought. They're all different, and only a handful of them look like straight pegs. The rest are curved into swirls or loops or pumpy paths. It sort of reminds me of those like table toys that you would see at a doctor's office, you know, the ones for the kids. And my first instinct is to like bend these into that kind of same shape and see if they go together, but I'm too afraid of breaking something before I really even get this started. So it's not brightly colored like those kids' toys either, so probably a stupid idea anyways. Right now, I'm happy just to roll the pieces between my hands, feeling at the various notches and textures. It's soothing. Some of them have these little pockets like golf balls. Others have corners and holes that catch the skin of my fingers as I roll them, but it doesn't hurt. Most of the time, it just reminds me to take a look at the hole. Since some of them are small, I can't always see them right away, you know, through the grain. And all of these wooden pegs are all different too. Most of them are the same length, but some are a lot wider than others, which is weird, because the material the rods seem to be made of is more or less uniform. I tried sticking a few into different holes, but no luck. Honestly, I'm just too tired to go further than that right now. I do have a day off on Sunday, so maybe I'll look at it then. Tomorrow I have another job. Hopefully it goes better than the one today. Really fucking hate glue traps.
This Machine Belongs To is a production of Halfwit Podcasts. This episode was written by Matt Spaziani. Vernon Wright is voiced by Jonathan Swenson. based on the journaling game The Machine by Adira and Fen Slattery. If you'd like to support our endless toil with The Machine or listen to our other podcasts, visit halfwitpodcast.com or find specific links in the show notes of each episode. Lastly, the most efficient way to build The Machine is by telling friends of its importance in our once meaningless lives. Someday, this machine could belong to you.